Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Chinese authorities replaced the Ten Commandments with quotes from President Xi. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, we know that communist China has been very repressive, not only to religious freedom, but to free speech and free thought in general. And it's very typical of communist repressive regimes. We've seen this, whether it's in the former Soviet Union, Cuba, Romania, other places. When communism wants to take authority over its people, it ultimately begins to repress and suppress religious thought, religious language, religious practices, and even religious celebrations. And that's a fact. But here's what we're seeing now in China. The Ten Commandments is being removed, and it's being replaced with quotes from the Chinese President Xi. A state-mandated prosecution against churches has been ongoing for some time, and the atrocities that are happening in China are unbelievable. It's just one of the many places that our Christian brothers and sisters around the world are ultimately facing persecution. But here, you know, we've seen, and we do this every year, Holly, when we get close to Christmas, there's actually a message that President Ronald Reagan gave when he was doing his radio programs before he became president. And it's about Christmas in communist countries, how in those countries they take the Christian songs, and he gives examples of in the Soviet Union and in other places where they take Christian Christmas songs, they begin to modify the words, and they begin to eventually make those Christmas songs songs to celebrate the communist state, and the Christmas celebrations days to celebrate the communist state. So here's what we have is the Ten Commandments that have formed the basis of civilization for centuries. And of course, that goes contrary to the dictates of communist China. So they're wanting to remove them and replace them from quotes from the president of China.
Well, yeah, that's just, I mean, the way communism works. They want to take anything away that would divert their people from total devotion and loyalty to the leader. So here's an example. They want Christians to, you know, disregard any kind of religious deity like Jesus Christ, the Ten Commandments, things like that, and totally focus on their leader.
And there's scripture says there's nothing new under the sun. This is pure Marxism.
Right.
And Karl Marx is quoted, you know, often as saying, you know, that religion is the opiate of the masses. He is quoted as saying the abolition of religion as the illusory happiness of the people is the demand for their real happiness. So communism in the Soviet Union, in Russia, around the world, has always sought to replace the one true God, Yahweh, and his son Christ Jesus, particularly because they focus on abolishing truth, and Jesus is truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and replacing it with the false god of government. So we've seen this happening for centuries with communist philosophy.
And that's exactly, the leader wants the people to treat him as God, and that's exactly what Satan wants.
Well, China is threatening churches, and certainly there's a number of churches that are underground, because that's the only way they can really have true fellowship. But some of those that are sanctioned, they're very heavily monitored. They're threatening the churches to be shut down for not implementing the government's demand to replace the Ten Commandments with the president's quotes. So here you have a church that's a officially, quote, sanctioned church, so they have to be very careful about what they do. They're monitored all the time. They have communist operatives coming into those churches to see what's being said. And so inside the church, there may be a Ten Commandments. Well, they want you to take that down and replace it with quotes from the president of China. They're trying to dictate to the people that really there is no God and the ultimate authority is the Communist Party, replacing the timeless principles of the Ten Commandments with a communist dictator's quotes. You know, at Liberty Council, we see the opposition to religious liberty all over the country in America. But what's happening around the world with our Christian brothers and sisters is unbelievable. China is certainly one of those places where Christians are being persecuted. I have a couple of what we call Covenant Journey alumni, and these are people who have gone to Israel with a ministry Covenant Journey. A couple of them just recently got deployed to foreign missions. There were about 150-some people that were deployed. About 36 or so were couples. The others were millennials. In other words, about 100 or so or more of those individuals who were being deployed at this commissioning service that just took place a couple of days ago are millennials, young people. Two of those are people that we know, that I've gone to Israel with, Christian college-age students, they're out of college now, who have leadership potential. One is being deployed to the Middle East. I won't mention where. Actually, both of them are being deployed to the Middle East. But a number of those people are being deployed to East Asia. Now, they can't tell you where they're going. They can't put it on social media where they'll be. For even those of us who are friends, they won't email information. They'll only tell you face-to-face. And so that is amazing what's happening. There is a whole generation of young people, and we get a chance to see them and work with them all the time, that are being raised up as missionaries that are going to places like China. I know individuals in certain places of East Asia and other places of the Middle East, friends of mine, young people, they're in their 20s, that are on these mission trips in places where to proselytize, to present Jesus Christ, is life and death. Life and death. We don't get up every day thinking that by sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, it's life and death. It's prison, and it could be torture and death. And yet God is raising up a whole generation of men and women where it really is a mission field, not just here in this country, but around the world. We have a program that we launched called Mobilize. It's a mission mobilization ministry. And you can go to that if you have a calling to be part of missions, whether it's here in the United States, domestically, with any one of your skill sets, or around the world. You can go to the website, and it's cjmobilize.org, cjmobilize.org. It's a place where you can go to pursue your calling and pursue your passion. But I just want to give you some encouragement. Something else that just recently came out, despite all the persecution that's happening, it's a documentary. It's a two-hour documentary that just was released, and it's about what's happening in Iran. And the two-hour documentary states that the fastest growing church in the world is, where would you think? The documentary says it's Iran.
Wow.
Iran. The documentary says that in Iran, the mosques are empty. The best thing that's happened to Christianity is the Ayatollah Khomeini's. Why? Because they have shown the evil face of Islam. It's bankrupt. And people are searching for hope and answers, and they're receiving that in Jesus Christ. And this is the underground church in Iran. Mm-hmm. There's no infrastructure. There's no buildings. There's no central or regional leaders. There's no superstar preachers. These are individuals. 55% of them are women. And the church is growing
and thriving,
yeah, in a place like Iran.
Yeah, because the truth of the Word of God, it gets in the soul of these people. The Holy Spirit is spreading throughout Iran, throughout China, around the world where Christians are persecuted.
Right, and the greater the persecution, the more hungry people are for the truth and the love of Jesus Christ.
And so you see that actually happening in places in East Asia, in the Middle East, in other places around the world. The gospel cannot be chained. Light cannot be overcome by darkness. So have hope. And in this country where we have freedom, don't take it for granted, and pray for our brothers and sisters. And if you are seeking to do something important with your life, or if you're feeling called to missions domestically or abroad, you can go to cjmobilize.org, cjmobilize.org. That's cjmobilize.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.